I got cut off on that one. Come to end of the tape. So what I said on that one, there was, if somebody told you really stormy outside, they're going to say, Akasi Tatsue Tatsuka Oslam. Akasi Tatsue Tatsuka Oslam. That's the way you're going to hear it in today's Haida language. A little further over. Wakwadus is the. Wakwadus is the. Put the other one a little closer. Hasquadus. Nungs on isti. Has quadru nungs on isti. This was a little bit kind of hard to get at. Some of these statements are hard to come by, hard to get past it, hard to say it properly. Has quadru nungs on isti. is nothing wrong. Gum tlikwan gin adenga. Gum tlikwan gin adenga. Tlikwan gin adenga. It's just warm enough outside. Kasi to kaljwe kwasgat la osang. Kasi to kaljwe kwasgat la osang. The big long word is to kaljwe. That word means heat. Kasi to kaljwe kwasgat la osang. The best. Lagay quilkan gudang. The long word is kan gudang. The word kan gudang means hope. Lagay quilkan gudang. Cat, it was too fast. Do jedi hungul adan. Do jedi hungul adan. This is the old hideaway of saying, can't catch the cat. Do jedi hungul adan. That's the old hideaway of saying. When you hear it in today's language, it's quite a bit different. If they said I couldn't catch the cat, they're gonna say, Duje kiskiste adi tsugiyan. So this is what they call the modern way of talking Haida. So today's Haida is quite a lot different from the old Haida. That's another old hideaway of saying to catch a cat. You never hear that word anymore, not in today's haida. When they can't get something, they use the word chatting it. You don't hear that word anymore, not in today's haida. Tujhe chatting it de aati tsikikan. Leave it that way. Ukunan, ukun eti. I'm having a target practice with my gun. The long word is Kalinganga. You say Kalinganga. Are you cracky with your gun? Chukwe asko ngadang skalao. Chukwe asko ngadang skalao. The word skala, when you say skala, it means a person that's a cracksup. When you're cracky with a gun, that's what that word means, Shkala. Chukwe asko ngatam Shkalao. He's really cracky with his gun. Chukwe asingal Shkalaslang. The word there changed to skull. You say skull. Chukwe asingal Shkalaslang. Cannot shoot his target. Who knew his skill could lost them? The word changed again, same word changed to skill could. He says skill could. That word means a person that can't shoot straight with a gun. It's called Skullskuta. You say Skullskuta. That's the same word, but it just changes a little. Hunning is Skullskuta Ostang. In the last few, 3 to 8 months, the same word changed 3 times. So I'll go over and repeat on those statements. On the first statement, that word was Skalingam. He says Skalingam. And then on the second statement, the word changed to Skala. He says Skala. And on the last one, the same word changed to Skalskuta. He says Skalskuta. So Skalangang is the word for target practice. And the word skala is for a crack shot. Person that's cracky with a gun. And the last one, skalskuda, that one is a word they use for a person that can't shoot a gun straight. So they used the word Skalskuta. This is a story I heard a long, long time ago. I heard the story told by very elderly people. It's about something terrible that happened to the village of the name of that place is Yacht. We call that village Yacht. But if you look at it in the chart, the name of there is Side Rock. So that's the place that's called Yacht. There was a time ago when there was a big village there. There was one morning, one of the young girls came out from the longhouse. And she couldn't even go outside. The ocean was right up against the houses. So she got so frightened, she let out a long, loud scream. And all the people living in the village, they heard her scream, so they all come rushing out. And there was a big excitement there about the water coming up so high to their longhouses. So what they did was they put on to the canoes whatever they could save. They put a lot of stuff onto their canoes and saved a lot of their stuff. But they didn't know how high that water was going to come. So that tide just kept coming up. It just got higher and higher. Not long after they got their stuff onto the canoes, the longhouses were half underwater. And the tide still kept coming up higher and higher. And it came, the tide come right over the houses. The houses were underwater. So in that village, there was some huge big totem poles along the beach line in front of the houses. So what they did was they paddled their canoes over to the totem poles, and that was what they were tied onto for a long, long time. The tide finally stopped rising. So they were tied to them totem poles for a long time. And they were watching very closely about see if the tide's coming up higher or see, watch if it start dropping. Finally, water started going back down slowly and took a long time before the houses came back out of the water. It just kept going down until finally the land became dry land again. But they were afraid, so they stayed on the canoes for quite a while before they start coming up back up to the beach, and You figured there were gonna be safe for them to get their stuff off the boats. But they stayed on the beach line for a long time near their canoes, and they never knew what was coming next. So this is a story about village that went underwater. So it took a long time before the dry land become dry land around them again. Water was over a great deal of the dry land area. So after a long wait, they figured it was safe to get off the boats. And they finally start getting off their boats, and they kept a very close watch on the tide. It kept going down until it got down to where to a normal place where the tide's supposed to be. So they thought to themselves that things are good. They figured that the ocean is going to go back to normal. So they settled back down. They all got back to their longhouses again too. All they could see was all the damage the water done to their belongings. So this is something I heard a long, long time ago. I think I heard the story something like 70 years back, when we're young kids. Some old person would sit down and tell us stories. So this is one of the stories that I remember. Yes, I did. I brought another cat. Yet, she which got harden in the cat to cat. I am. Yet, I did. I school. I am. So, in the one. The gas in the city last to Dinkin. Sangai was then in Tadai Dana Hadne, who had Lawas again, Law had Lawas again of in Kino, the gas in the Tajuk. Again, it could agree. Hearts neget me once he can know. But he antle you ne antlent kus anno kaskudan. The kid agui kainz and kunsi can know, the song and scan know, the song the dayan. But you know, ya tade, the song of that lad couldn't scan it, what no one quit, who don't know either. Because only even though yet had they undone
ගන්න වචේ හස්තුවේ නත් තුගේ තසි ගන්න කින් කොන කවේගේ නත් කකන් දෙදවයන් කුෂ්තසනත් අගුය අම්දේ තුන්දන් දෙසි ගන්න කුවේවන් කකන් දෙසි ගන්න Nei wanda aithi wanda skawidu in kata tsunda o skiao dalan. Uthi saagui ne saano amte kindang dalan. Uthi tasa tishti gyalan. Ogane hugin kata tsunda skiaoan atsi estu tue ga tshuki gdangan. Wagenun Jingos Leyu Kugwad is Kaudu Kiendu Hausen Siskan Ante Tunde Dalam Jingos Leyu Kugwad is Kaudu Hausen Wadine Dalam Klaugot lang at hiwang si Dalan. Andi tundaw sa sato, sato si. Sa awas kang katpo, andi isang andu, andi tundaw tla sa yan. Huwag inyo, Saga Sidu Jinga Atlatagangan. Again, Kuna Andre Gaingini do East Sasigano and Pupadanelan. Again, Nedana Piwans, the Nat and Gunskanakin, Kwana Langa Langatangadan. The Kangal Sogaslu, Tui Anastu Kwanangdu Nadayan. Odi Amde Gisisas Kamosin Kiske Gwitlau Tundam Nisigendu Anku Kaganelam. Yatsku. Lana Aldayan at the Gyas Ndasu out of Gyas Nidlas is Gudangan. Our Paguyo Kaya Kodla it Gyas Ndigini. Out of Gyas Nidlas is Gudangan. Back on some more Haida statements. I got one here for because of me. Di Agunan. Agunan. And then when you say because of you, it changes very little here. You say Teng Agunan. You say Teng Agunan. I got a headache. Bi katsu o bunga. be katsu ounga. Do you have a headache? Ten katsu ounga. Ten katsu ounga. When you say put the cup upright, you say skutlangwe ya skutudi, skutlangwe ya skutudi. And then when you say put the cup upside down, you say Skatlangwe Kwaflang Skatsudi, Skatlangwe Kwaflang Skatsudi. When you say the bucket is going to overflow, Ane waskwa kintasan, Ane waskwa kintasan. A garbage bucket is called kisanta ane, kisanta ane. The language is kisanta.